2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25 through 26. 2 Kings 5, 25 and 26. Don't exchange your mantle on the field. Don't exchange your mantle on the field. Then, so the 2 Kings chapter 5, 25 and 26, title, Don't Exchange Your Mantle on the Field. Then he went in and stood before his master Elisha. Where have you been, Gehazi? Elisha asked, Your servant didn't go anywhere. Gehazi answered. 26. But Elisha said to him, Is not my spirit with you when the man got down from his chariot to meet you? Is this the time to take money or to accept clothes, olive groves, vineyards, flocks, herds, or men servants and maid servants? May the Lord add blessing to the reading. As part of my introduction, I want to release 7 announcements. Number one, on the field, I trust Jehovah God to be with you mightily. No need to panic, because God, in his infinite wisdom, has made all things available to you. So don't seek to impress, but seek to impart. That can be done if we live in the will of God Almighty. It's interesting, I don't know, maybe I have to control my senior managers. To know if we go to heaven, it's possible. I want to go look for Philip, the evangelist, deacon. By his faith, is heavier than many apostles. A man who had a height in ministry in Samaria broke through the headlines. And Simon the sorcerer surrounded everything. Magical after Charles spent converts form and mighty revival. So the scripture in Samaria. I thought after the mighty revival, he'll be transferred to Jerusalem. But the spirit led him to Gaza on the desert. But the man with joy went. Even going to the chariot, he outran the chariot. It means he was full of joy. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. Number two, better be noted as a holy man, but not a powerful man. In our days, people are looking for a powerful man, a powerful man, a powerful man. But a woman said, this is a holy man of God. That was the accolade for Elisha. Mm-hmm. And number three, be real and genuine. Be yourself. There are some things one cannot do. There are some things you can do. If men go to places, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. It means that there are some things you cannot, but there are some things you can. Number four, learn to turn your scars into stars. This is a quotation from one of the children. He says, when there's a scar on you, don't cover it, but try to turn it into a star. A group of people in America, maybe you were born with a short leg. Instead of sitting down the bridge and crying that my leg is not straight, the best thing for them to do is to change the way they walk, like a style. And they walk so nicely and carry their troubles so nicely that even those with equal legs, you want to learn and imitate the way they walk. So sometimes you learn to turn your scars into stars. Mm-hmm. This is part of preaching. Next one. Make a difference. It is said that when they sit, stand. When they stand, stand out. When they stand out, set the standard. Can I take it again? Make a difference. When they sit, stand. When they stand, stand out. When they stand out, be a standard. The next thing on the field is to let some humility work. Humble yourself. 16:18 says in Proverbs that pride goes before a fall,
and a haughty spirit before destruction. There's a quotation I fear, 4:6, James. He said, God gives grace to the humble, but resist the proud. And you just make it too religious. Opposes the proud. So once you become proud, don't become opposition member to you. And when you are taking a decision in parliament, you walk out. May the Lord forbid it. 7:21-22, the last announcement. Learn to close one ear. The Bible says in 7:21, Ecclesiastes, that if you want to listen to all the words of people, you even hear your servant cursing you. In other words, you'll be so discouraged that discouragement will discourage you. So in charting your course, in handling your mantle on the field, you got to close one ear. In fact, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. People preach and say, woman with the issue of blood, you know, people can measure on your past, but your past is no more. God is not interested in the past, he's interested in our tomorrow. You see, they say, well, the woman with the issue of blood, but you can see that the woman is not still bleeding, but we preach it in the present tense. We must qualify the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus healed. For every Friday, there's a Sunday. For every crucifixion, there's a resurrection. And we still preach the death of Lazarus. But John 11 is an antithesis to John 12. John 11, Lazarus died. But when you come to John 12, it's like first half and second half. When your first half is over, it doesn't mean the match is over. Who knows that the last 3 minutes, the score line will change. So, God is not Waik. Waik is the... a place where even when JHS is writing exam, apart from invigilators, police will be riding about. But God Almighty, he looked at Abraham and said that Abraham did not stagger in faith. If you want to mark it with human eye, we say, please, I remember I went in for him and God said, shut up. You are not marking, I am marking. In fact, your past is nothing to me. I said, God, so with all the hate thing, are you sure Abraham did not stagger? I saw him fall. God said, keep quiet. The man is a man of faith, my friend. I mean, your tomorrow will cancel your today. So learn to close one ear. I'm preaching with my lecturer's marking. So let's see how I'll flow, whether they will give me a pass mark. And they say, doubting Thomas. Thomas doubted, but when you check some part of him, he didn't doubt throughout. So we can't call him doubting Thomas every day. Moses stammered. It is true he was a stammerer. But when you come to 15, Exodus, the person he calls stammerer, the man composed a song and all Israel sang. So, you know, as you sit here, your tomorrow may be shining than your today. May you go to the field with some strength and some power. May you go with some confidence in you. When they ask you who are you, say, I am the one I brought here. In Africa, when you say, I am, they say, oh, why? You see, you are told to say that. Are you the pastor? I am the one who has come. No. Stand toe to toe and say, I am the one who has come. I am full of the power and unction. God packaged me from the school to come and do something to you. If you speak like this, you are likely to have some doubters. But you see, doubting is natural in the ministry. One day, Jesus turned water into wine and people got confused. They were happy. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them in the new wine, they got confused. It's normal. So when you have some confidence on the field, this is the work of the Lord. But don't exchange your mantle on the field. Because hearsay can cripple the mantle. You see, even God, the omniscient, when you read 18:21, Genesis, that when he heard of the sons at this point, he was good. 2 Chronicles 9. He said, I have heard of the fame of Solomon. I have come to prove him with hard question. I want to see it by myself. So we don't check things only on the hearsay. In fact, those who criticize Jesus of using Beelzebub, Mark called them scribes and teachers. Matthew called them Pharisees and teachers. Luke said, it means that you don't base your mantle on what they say. And when you go with humility, Almighty God will exalt you. Can I hear another amen? Amen. The reading is around the towards the end of Elijah's ministry. The man was fought with some desperation and calling God to kill him. Then God spoke to him and said, Elijah, return the way you came. First instruction, number two. Go anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Anoint Jehu to be king over Israel. Anoint Elisha to be a prophet in your stead. He that escaped the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall slay. He that escaped the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall slay. I have more than 7,000 prophets who have not bowed down to Baal. It means that there are some 7,000 prophets who are not popular, but they are my prophets. Don't seek to be popular, but seek to remain in the will of Jehovah. And the mantle transfer, the mantle you have received, the grace, the anointing, the impact, the word, the direction you have received, don't exchange it. Because from Elijah, at least from the Moses, Elijah, Elisha, I think that if Elisha was a double portion, Gehazi should have been a triple. Unfortunately for Gehazi, maybe the name is also something, because some who say the name is denial or valley of vision. Coming events cast their shadows. One day I remember his boss, Elisha, prayed for him and said, God, open his eyes. When he woke up to see the army surrounding him, Elisha did not pray against the army surrounding him, but he prayed for the people around him. The person around you to see the way he sees. So praying for Elisha, the day Elisha went to Elijah for the double portion, he did not principally pray for him, but he received it. So you that you have received a special prayer for your eyes to open, I thought you would have received maybe a quadruple or a quadrangular kind of anointing. But Gehazi missed the unction. Levels are not the same. I think that Elijah's time, his generation, he was operating some kind of operation. Nothing seemed to... The man, Bible described his dressing. And described that he had one belt. Leather belt, that's all. Two, leather clothing. And in fact, Bible was careful to tell the furniture on which he was sitting.
And he, in other words, a school as his furniture. But when the team migrated to Elisha,
the man was a social man, increasing the Bible school size. Go and cut wood and all that. So Gehazi spotting the thing, said, ah, there is something in there. Because anointing without money leads to annoyance. Maybe he had read that a prophet died and left a debt. So if there's a chance, my money seems so parochial. Let me do something. But the levels are not the same. As you are thinking about the new dress for Elisha, is thinking about the presence and the Shekinah glory that will cover him. As you are thinking about maybe the next 3-bedroom size, he is thinking about the city which builder is God. How that was not built by man. The levels are not the same. Why a man should live in a spiritual atmosphere but yet exchange the mantle? Gehazi missed it painfully because he desired only the resource but not working for it. He desired the gold instead of the mantle. And his track record one day in 7:4:27, Kings. The Bible says he's the man who pushed a woman. I don't know, the man is likened to the policeman who beat the woman in the bank. He pushed a woman down when he was crying at the feet of the master Elisha. Gehazi didn't know the time. This year is a special year. And I'm trusting God Almighty that may his favor and his Shekinah glory, the grace that makes difficult things easy, go ahead of you. May the Spirit of the Lord level the grounds ahead of you. On the field, never exchange your mantle. This is a man who chased a captain. Anytime you see a civilian chasing an army captain, you see that abnormality has precipitated. Because an army soldier should be more athletic than a normal civilian. But because of this exchange, Gehazi chased the captain who was on a donkey. And the security couple with his training gave an interesting question. When he saw the desperation and the speed of Gehazi, when he saw the facial expression, when he saw the exhaustion on his face and the demand, he asked a simple question. Is everything all right? Because people have been chasing him in the barracks, but this particular one, the speed is with HA. HA is hidden agenda. So, what is wrong? Let us see. Is everything all right? Is everything all right? But it is interesting to note that Naaman had met Elisha before, but Gehazi was able to frame a quick response and charge the healing demand on the poor soldier. So when he said, "Is everything all right?" he answered, "All is well." And he said, "You see, it was a framed thing. One day, don't tell any preacher. I read the Bible and saw that Aaron was also able to concoct a framed answer. When Moses naturally, who had the brute strength, Moses, anytime he got angry, just take your space. Because one day he gave somebody one blow and the person died. And Moses had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And Moses has descended a mountain and came down. And when he came and saw the people worshiping the golden calf, who is on the Lord's side? Aaron, what is happening here? You see, fear too can cause people to frame up. It's not only Gehazi. The man was able to frame. They came to me that they needed a golden calf. Yes, I is true. And when I took the things, I broke up the rings and the things from here. Yes, there was a fire. So I threw the things into the fire. And as I threw, a golden calf jumped out of the fire. And this, please, all the preachers here are not among, but I'm talking about the preachers of old, right? So they can frame, they can preach, so they can also frame things up. But when you go to the frame, let your yes be. Everything I've said is introduction. Can I preach now? Yes. How many minutes more? Hallelujah. The man framed a thing. Quick response. All is well. Captain, all is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. I was sent by my master. The master he was referring to was the man Elisha. A man who had received the mantle from Elijah. So instead of receiving the mantle from Elisha, you are lying on the mantle. Although Elisha was not there, but his spirit was there. People of God, as you step foot and go through this thing here, I want to tell you, contrary to every disbelief, that there is some supernatural power in the Church of Pentecost. I don't know, but I so believe that once you pass through the thing, something will fall on you. And as I see you here, I wish today is the final day, because you can go out and do some things. May the Lord put the Monday and the Wednesday and the Tuesday together. As you are going, I have the greatest confidence in you that God is able to do more than you can think of. And we want to hear great testimonies on the field, because you don't exchange the mantle for anything. May Jehovah cause you, as you land in the place, in fact, your first 3 months, may the place be turned upside down. May the people ask, are you among the prophets? They tell you that my prophecy, I don't close my eyes, but I have a word of the Lord. When you are discouraged, encourage yourself. Because one Reverend Joe Ephraim told us that he started training his preaching with cassava sticks and made altar call with cassava sticks. And when you are able to preach to sticks, God will give you human beings. Peter, the fisherman, when he was able to throw the net according to Jesus' order, and the fishes from all directions ran into his net. Check him in Acts. When he did one preaching, all the people around began to follow his way. And may this same unction fall on you in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the captains, may the soldiers, may the chiefs, may all respond to your word. May the word of the Lord come alive in your mouth. That at your word, the first 3 months, say the first 3 months, may it happen that God Almighty has visited the land. Where they need rainfall, may the Lord by your prayer bring a rainfall. When they need a supernatural torrent, may the Lord cause it to happen. I cannot prophesy upon your life. When you know yourself, God is seeing you differently. Yeah, maybe you think that you don't have, but God sees you in a different manner. You are going to make a number of the devil and too much is free at your message. May the Lord put a spell on you. May your mantle come to you alive in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jesus. And above all, remember this land is a prophetic land.
Somebody prayed 40 years ago and look at the structures. So as you sit now, maybe I'm talking to the next somebody, who knows. May God cause it to happen in our days.
If you see a program, somebody who is not a theologian like myself, invited in the afternoon. When I heard that, I heard the area of preachers, I said, hey, how can you also preach? They say, yes, I said, I don't need only grace, I need grace.
Comfort, mercy, patience. In fact, one day, this same Elisha, 42 children joked around him and looked at his bald head. And they couldn't comment on the preaching and the campaign he had done. But they only look at the bald head and they say, oh, Sakura, rise up. And after any preaching, any preacher is tired. When the man is tired and the anointing is some way and then he's coming, the best thing to do is to keep quiet and say, oh, Sakura, Sakura. And the man just lifted the hand and did this. Let two bears come out. And immediately two bears come. So I believe the bear that came, they divided the children into two, 21, 21, and they consumed the children. And this old man sitting, you come and stand before a bear color. Somebody who resurrected two peoples in life and after death. Somebody who did mighty miracles like this. And if, may the Lord bless us, stand before him and say things. So the man just said, three things. One, was not my heart with you? When Naaman turned, the specificity of the direction, too serious. So the man was watching him, although he was at home. He was, the mantle was taking things from him. When, so the, look at the questions. Was not my heart with you? When Naaman turned, the way you were speeding after Naaman, he had to turn. And I saw the turning. When he turned to meet you from the chariot, number two, is it time for bribery? In other words, Gehazi, this is the time to take the anointing away. Why do you exchange the mantle for bribery? You see, I took it from my father Elijah. And you are the next in command. Because the latter glory shall exceed the former. Instead of receiving this, you see, when you take the mantle, other things will follow natural. Why do you want to go and start from there? Is it time for bribery? And take the third one. All right. The leprosy of Naaman be cleaved unto you. Why did he say that? The spirit of leprosy he cast was just hovering around. So take that one. And immediately he was leprous, as white as snow. Full blown leprosy. Gehazi has exchanged the triple portion for leprosy. Exchange for a brighter future for feathers. Exchange of kinship for a pottage of food. Judas exchanged apostolic ministry for 30 pieces of silver. Joseph's brothers exchanged Joseph for 20 pieces of silver. Samson exchanged his strength for a lap of a woman. Don't exchange your mantle on the field. Why is Captain Naaman, and check this, had become Israelite in heart? Gehazi had become a Syrian leper. Left the presence in the Bible means that once you are leprous, you can't be in the mission house. Once you are in the leprous, you can't be in the palace. So you live according to 26, 2 Corinthians 26, 21, no more Israelite. And 2020, he who curses the mother or father, your light will flash out in outer darkness. Proverbs. So, left his presence means that he lost everything, including the place of stay. What moved him into this exchange? The fear of tomorrow. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Oh, may the Lord help us. But let me conclude. 14:7. Even a tree. Job, there's a hope for a tree. That if it is cut up, it shall sprout again because of the scent of water. And anybody here in the name of the Lord Jesus, maybe your background has been that of Moses. The Moses who was ousted. You see, God who took Moses, trained him with leopards and big snakes on the river Nile. So when he stands before Pharaoh, it is normal. The things you have gone through, are to tell you that into ministry, your past is past, and God is taking you to higher heights, then even Gehazi, there's a hope for him. Check it. When you come to 2 Kings 8, the man who was sad, the man who lost the parentage, the man who lost everything as an Israelite, the man who became leprous and was ousted, the same person, when you come to 2 Kings 8, he came back to the palace. That's the grace of God. Beloved, as you go into the field, may the supernatural grace of God come upon you. So those who saw Gehazi ousted, the same people will see Gehazi come back. This time, he sat with the king and dialoguing with the king. He had become clean. In fact, Elisha, and this time, he was not sitting down. He was sitting down with testimonies. I love something about Lazarus. The man who died, which his test failed Mary and Martha, and they say negative things. When you come to chapter 12, it gives a beautiful picture about Lazarus. When you come to 2 Kings 12, he said, he that was dead, there was a dinner for Jesus. And when you go to the dinner, it was Jesus versus Lazarus. And check the next line. People came there to observe, not because of Jesus, but they came to see the Lazarus who died and resurrected. And the Bible is careful to say that when they came, Lazarus, he didn't just sit down. He says he was reclining at the table. It means that the man took his time, sat in the Ashanti way, and looked some way and said, hey, once I was dead, but now. Recline. Please, you know how to recline. Reclining means taking your time to juxtapose and relax your body. When you go, don't walk in fear, in trepidation, and hypochondria. So when you enter the church and you are called to preach, although yours is just like mine, but go with some confidence, because you see, when you go and, like, as I'm standing here, you see the heavy duties are there. I mean, the confidence will speak for you. I'm not preaching something at all. Yeah. But this time, the Gehazi who was ousted, sitting with the king, and the man was not quiet. Oh, hey, he was telling the king about the miracles of Elisha. The man who may be in course disowned me. I know the story. One day, a woman died. Listen to this. Let me end. When he said a woman died, this is a good coincidence. Somebody said, oh, prayer is nothing. When you pray, it's just coincidence. And the man said, fine. If my prayer will be coincidence, then may the Lord, I will pray for more coincidences to happen. And every prayer you have said on this land, when you go there, on the field, may good coincidences happen to you and your... When he was telling about the woman whose son died, Bible says that the woman appeared. When he appeared, the guy was not a young boy anymore. He had grown. So he was talking about full-grown miracles. And the woman appeared. The man said, is this the woman? Everything she has got, I honor it for the woman. It means that Gehazi, he knew the story from in and out. May God Almighty cause good coincidences to happen unto you. This is not a time to exchange your mantle. The one you have, may good God protect and bless it for your tomorrow. Go to the field and win, because you are a winner. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
My soul.